Hello, I'm Oliver Condy, the editor of BBC Music Magazine, and welcome to the BBC Music Podcast. You can buy a copy of the magazine at your local newsagents or download our app to your iPad, Kindle Fire or Android tablet. And for the latest music news and more, head to our website at classical-music.com. This week, we've gathered together members of the BBC Music Magazine team for First Listen, a monthly slot where members of the magazine editorial team chat about and rate an important new release. With me in the BBC Music studio today are Jeremy Pound, the deputy editor, Rebecca Franks, our reviews editor, and Rosie Pentreath, our online editor and staff writer.
Hello.
This month, we've been listening to a recording on the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra's own label of Bernstein's West Side Story, recorded live by the San Francisco Symphony under Michael Tilson Thomas, and featuring soloists including Alexandra Silber as Maria and Cheyenne Jackson as Tony. So, are we feeling pretty towards this new recording, or, much like its protagonists Maria and Tony, is it a tragedy waiting to happen? So before we talk about this recording, let's hear an extract from G. Officer Krupke.
Dear Crimey Sergeant Krupke, you gotta understand, it's just our bringing up key that gets us out of hand. Our mother's all a junkies, our father's all a drunks. Golly Moses, naturally we're punks.
G. Officer Krupke, we're very upset. We never had the love that every child ought to get.
So that was an extract from G. Officer Krupke. Jeremy, this is a very well-known musical or opera stroke musical, but have the forces here captured the magic of the Broadway stage?
Well, I've broken my golden rule here, is that I always get infuriated by other critics who take a benchmark recording, as they love to call it, and judge everything by that. But I've grown up listening to the original Broadway cast recording, and I still have it and I still adore it. And so I've been in that terrible position of judging everything by that. There's some things which I absolutely love about this recording. I think the San Francisco themselves, the players, are absolutely on cracking form, and some of the orchestral sounds are actually totally thrilling. However, it doesn't quite have the sassiness and the sort of, doesn't feel quite as much like a drama to me as the actual original Broadway cast recording. It sounds much more like a performance than it was on stage.
I wonder sometimes whether it knows what it is, whether it's an opera, you know, these big orchestral forces playing, you know, brilliantly, symphonically with a conductor who knows his operatic repertoire inside out, with singers who have been brought together from the Broadway stage, clearly musical singers. I wonder if the hybrid is just doesn't quite work, right?
Yes, I would agree, actually. And I think because this has been taken from live concert performances, so I guess the kind of the USP of this is it's a complete concert performance. You get to hear almost all of the music, almost every note he's written, bar sort of on-scene changes, that kind of thing. So you do get the fantastic orchestral playing. But I found that it generally does feel quite safe, and there's without that sort of sense of urgency or sort of the grit or the bite that you get, again, to use the sort of benchmark recording of the Broadway recording. Having said that, there are lots of things that I think were great about this.
Rosie, it is brilliantly sung and performed, though, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. I thought the level of performance and the having the Broadway singers brought some of that sass to it. Again, not all of it. Also, I think it was interesting in some interviews, Tilson Thomas has said, you know, this is not a Broadway performance. This is something different, and we'd like it to be our own thing. And perhaps, you know, Ollie, you said that perhaps it doesn't know itself, but perhaps it could be seen as something completely different. Also, a lot of the Broadway singers were excited to do it with the orchestra and also bring their very own sort of characters to their very own personalities to the characters.
Well, I suppose it's interesting. Bernstein conducted his own version with Jose Carreras and Kirita Kanawa, which was the operatic, version of it. So, you know, as you say, is it musical theatre? Is it opera? Which way is it going? Mm.
And I think, if anything, that kind of represents Bernstein himself, his place, and perhaps the musical's place.
You only have to watch Carreras, though, in the film of that production. struggling with it to know that there was someone who was a fish completely out of water.
Yeah, yes. I completely agree. I mean, I think before we carry on, we should hear an extract from tonight, which includes quite a lot of the ensemble, including Maria and Tony.
I'm counting on you to be there tonight. When Diesel wins it fair and square tonight. That Puerto Rican punk will go down. And when he's fathered uncle, will tear up the town. So I can count on Troy the right. We're gonna have us a ball, all right.
Tonight there will be
no sperm to worm. See you there about eight.
So that was an extract from tonight. What I did find about some of the solo singing was that it was very earnest and it was very brilliantly done. The inflections were there. I found, though, that it was almost as if everyone had underlined their script, knew exactly what to do, knew exactly where to shout, knew exactly where to laugh, knew exactly where to exhort, if you like. And I found it a little bit wearing after a while. I felt sometimes it was a little bit of a hyperbole.
And the singing's not ugly enough at times. That's my real problem with it.
Yeah,
there's
I agree.
A nice little quote, actually, which is in the booklet of the disc itself, which says, talks about the original production, saying, "A profoundly moving show that is as ugly as the city jungles and also pathetic, tender and forgiving." And there's not that much of the ugliness about it. Again, sorry to refer back to the original Broadway cast performance, but in America, the sopranos in America are actually quite raucous. They're actually quite shrill at times, and it works brilliantly, whereas here, the harmonies are brilliant. You can hear absolutely everything beautifully, but it doesn't quite capture the spirit.
I've exactly written that down about America. It's very careful tempo, very staid.
It's far too staid.
It's really slow, and everything's so neatly placed, but it's just, where's the life? Where's the heart of it?
Ollie says when they make a point in America as well, they are really expressing that point. And you can hear the laugh from the audience at one point. And maybe there was a bit of action which you're missing, but all the same, it does sound a little bit mannered at times.
And actually, it's funny you should mention the live performance, because you don't really get much from the audience at all. You don't get the applause at the end. You don't get the sense that this was a sort of a magical one-off.
Because
even
actually,
there were several performances, but
if you read the live reviews, they were. It did get very good live reviews, so I do wonder if perhaps some of that live magic has been ironed out somehow.
should we hear an extract from America, because it goes to prove that point quite well, I think. So that was an extract from America, from Bernstein's West Side Story. It was quite slow, wasn't it?
What you notice, though, is that at the very end of it, Tilson Thomas, he actually accelerates just a tiny little bit once the singing has finished. And you think, why didn't he have the rest of it at that tempo? I've no idea why he has that little accelerando just at the very end. It's a strange decision.
Do you know, it's funny, because when you see that film that you were referring to of Bernstein and Jose Carreras, you really see a man who can get so much from his singers, you know, by being complete, you know. but he's a very difficult man, and the singers really respond to him, and you know that, you know, okay, he uses the stick instead of the carrot, but you wonder whether Michael Tilson Thomas could use a bit more of the stick sometimes and really get some more emotion from his singers.
I felt with the singers, but also the orchestra, I didn't feel it. I said it was really good performing, and I think it is. It's perfect, like we've been saying, for some very lovely moments, but it feels like they're sitting in their chairs as orchestral players, not, you know, down in a a dirty old pit, following cues, having to listen out to the stage, having to kind of, I mean, obviously they would have been slightly, but there's a very different kind of feel being in the pit orchestra and being from a different background, probably a pit musician playing in all different kinds of shows. And I feel, yeah, we do miss that.
And it's also perhaps hard in a way to get the film out of your mind, the 1961 film, which obviously the dramatic and dramatic aspects then of this and the choreography are so crucial to the show. And obviously you're not going to get that on a CD, on a concert recording, but it's, I guess as well, there's the kind of the ghost of that whiz that you're always comparing it to.
So what about Tony and Maria? Jeremy, how did you feel that they, how did you feel their chemistry worked?
Actually, for them, for me, they were kind of two of the high points. He's got a lovely voice as Tony. I'd love to hear him in more stuff, actually. It's kind of really smooth, gorgeously toned. And she was quite good as well. There's one moment at the end in the, when she has the duet with Anita at the end, where the kind of, her voice really blooms at its very best. And it's absolutely gorgeous. Having mentioned Anita, actually, Anita for me, I thought was one of the cast members who could do with just that little bit more roughness and sassiness. You need to hear kind of someone who's been really sort of had a hard time of life, and you don't really get that in this here. But I thought Maria and Tony were very sound, actually.
I also wanted to mention as well, I thought there was in Somewhere, the singer Julie Bullock, who just sings that bit. I thought she had a beautiful voice, actually, and that really had... I think she's from an operatic background rather than a musical theatre background, but that brought a kind of different voice to the mix, and I thought she kind of stood out as well.
So I think it's time for some scores. Jeremy, what are you going to give this out of 10?
As I say, I did actually enjoy it. I will listen to it quite a lot more because I particularly like the orchestral playing, which I thought was very rich, and I thought sonically it's a lovely listen. However, it didn't quite match well to other recordings I've got, so I'm going to go for 7.
Rosie?
Well, as a kind of lovely standalone thing, and also with the nice booklet that has kind of exclusive interviews and lots of information, I'm going to give it an 8, and also for the high level of playing.
I'd like to give this a 7. Lots of lovely playing, but for me it didn't quite match up to the Broadway recording, and that's probably the recording I would return to.
That was Rebecca and me. Well, I enjoyed it very much, and this is a recording probably that I will come back to. However, I didn't feel it stuck with me as much as I hoped it would. I thought it was all beautifully played, I thought it was beautifully performed, but I didn't feel it had that grit for me. I'm going to be a bit harsher and give it a 6, I'm afraid. But that does give it an average of 7, so we're giving this recording 7 out of 10. So that brings us to the end of this month's First Listen. Join us next month when we'll be getting together once more to discuss another major new recording. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this BBC Music Magazine podcast, which was produced in our Bristol studio by Jack Fletcher. For more of our podcasts, visit our website at classical-music.com or simply head to iTunes.